We are a contemporary nonprofit art space housed in a historic collar factory. And we have everything from exhibitions to dinner and dialogue events. We just launched an artist residency program, and we have a very new, just started last week, after-school kids program called Art Factory. So very diverse.
Lots going on there. And it's such a cool place because it's a gallery in an apartment building. It's actually part of the ecosystem there at the new apartment building. What is that called?
Hudson Art House.
And that's all going well?
Yes. Yep.
Awesome. Well, I see that we have Nathan Meltz here as well. Welcome, Nathan.
Thank you, Steve.
And so there must be, you must be up to something together. That's all I can figure. What's going on?
Well, I organized a show that is in one component of the Collarworks space called the Lab Space. Maybe, Elizabeth, can you want to say quickly what that Lab Space is all about?
Yep. So we have about a 4,000 square foot exhibition space, and a part of that we program under the Lab, which is a space that allows for artists and emerging curators to come in and present micro exhibits or concepts sort of that they are exploring with the community in mind as a part of an experimental kind of incubator space.
What was the genesis of that? Why did you decide that Troy needed a lab space of that kind?
It's a way for us to help artists kind of incubate concepts and connect with the community, and we just felt that there's a lot of artists and curators that have really incredible ideas that need to be put out there into the world, but a 4,000 square foot gallery space might be sort of a daunting way to take on a concept or idea that they want to engage with the community with. And so it was our way to have something on a smaller scale where artists can be taking more risks and sort of do some provocative things within that exhibition structure.
Sort of like an incubator in a way. Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay. And so what is happening at the lab space?
So currently we have Machine Breakers, which is a curatorial project of Nathan Meltz, and he can share that.
Machine Breakers is an exhibit of a juried, an exchange portfolio, which is a group of prints. Everyone does works on paper, multiples, all addressing a specific theme. This was with contemporary printmakers responding to this concept of machine breakers and its historical context and re-envisioning that context in contemporary lens.
Interesting. So when you talk about machine breakers, I assume you're talking about the saboteurs in France and the Luddites. Can you give us a quick explanation what that's about? They have kind of a bad rap in our culture.
Sure. So yeah, the term Luddite is kind of a put down now, but back in the early 19th century in Nottingham, England, English textile workers started getting their jobs replaced by automated type looms until at some point some workers decided this is enough and basically went into some of these textile factories and broke the machines, thus the machine breakers. Supposedly, there was a leader named General Ludd, and there's a lot of debate as to whether or not he was actually a real human being, but he became this sort of mythical figurehead as this leader for workers with priority over machines and technology, and thus the term Luddite comes from General Ludd. So with machine breakers, I gave the question to these different this group of artists, what does that mean today? In this time where we have, you know, the possibilities of automated cars replacing real human drivers and drones that are replacing piloted, weaponized vehicles, like, what does this technology mean today? What is a machine breaker now? What can it be?
Interesting. So there's a direct lineage there to the taxi drivers in New York who are being replaced by Uber and all the places in society where it's not even machines, literally. It's this computer world that we live in where almost everything is possible to model and automate.
Yeah, and some artists take very different approaches. There's works about colonialism. There's pretty humorous works. There's works about agriculture. There's a pretty wide range of approaches, and that's what you get in a group show when you get in this sort of exchange portfolio.
And do you find that the artists are familiar with that concept already, or is there an education curve?
I left it up to the artists. A lot of these people are long practicing artists and have come from very different interpretations. So you kind of have to just go to the show and see for yourself.
Can you give us some hints? What types of work is there?
Well, there's a wonderful etching by the artist Jenny Schmidt from Minneapolis, who has these very line drawings of these harpies sitting atop a massive dystopia of wrecked, antiquated technology. There are woodcuts and screen prints and various different media. There's probably one of my favorites is just a series of really beautiful coordinates that if you actually look them up, they bring us to the White House.
How many individuals are there in the show?
I should know this. It's either 15 or 16. I think including me, it's 16. And so every artist basically creates an edition of 16 prints. So you get 16 copies of that image from a woodblock or a screen print or a copper plate. And eventually everyone gets a box that has one print that from each artist in the portfolio. It's this sort of old school pre-digital way that artists, particularly print artists, graphic artists, would exchange knowledge.
And is it a rule that you can't use computers?
Oh, many people there use digital. There's one artist, Raphael Cornford, who does a purely digital illustration, but then actually hand sews an element in. So I would argue that almost every artist in the portfolio has used some sort of 21st century technology in combination with 20th and even 19th, 18th century technologies.
So this show has been up for a while, but this is the official opening. What's going to happen this weekend?
So it's been up for a few weeks now. We have our artist receptions for both the show that's in our main gallery space, Made in Granville, which features 19 artists that participated in our inaugural artist residency this summer in honor of the late Elizabeth Murray. And we have the lab reception as well. So we coincide with Troy Night Out this Friday from 5 to 8. We'll have a reception that celebrates both of those exhibits. And in connection with the show, we have one artist, Jack Magai, who's doing a performance piece called Urban Bushwhacking, an artist-guided tour through cities, and he's inviting the public to participate in that during the opening reception, or the artist reception this Friday, excuse me. And then Sunday at 4 o'clock, we're showing the documentary Everybody Knows Elizabeth Murray. She was just featured on PBS American Masters a couple weeks ago. And we'll be airing that documentary and having a conversation with artists who participated in the residency. And that's at 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Can you tell us a bit about Elizabeth Murray?
Yes. Elizabeth Murray, she was born in 1940, Chicago area, passed away in 2007. And in the late 70s, early 80s, was really known as someone who sort of broke convention and sort of broke the canvas by breaking the canvas, fracturing works, creating paintings that were very sculptural, and without declaring herself a feminist, really paved way for a lot of women, female painters in the art world. So she's a pretty significant part of our art history.
And how did you come to name the residency after her?
So we were approached by her family. They own a property in Washington County, just an hour north of here in Granville. And it's a historic farm property where she resided with her family in the summers and periodically throughout the year. And they were looking for ways to have the space be maintained as a agricultural setting, but also bring creatives to the property to kind of push her legacy forward. And they reached out to us, Collarworks, about almost a year and a half ago. And we were able to launch the program this past summer.
Wow, that's so exciting. Well, it sounds like there's so much going on this weekend. I can't even remember it all, and I just heard it from you. If folks listening didn't have anything to write with, where can they go for more information?
You can go to Collarworks' website, which is collarworks.org.